everybody coming in, otherwise everybody coming in and all of a sudden we pump them with reference ontologies and plan ontologies, they will just get freaked out. So let them make comfortable. Let's hear from them what they're doing and then move on. So that's right. I say 15, 20 minutes each person. That's why I spread it out to 1.5 hours in the morning. First day we hear from those, there are 6 people, right?
Yeah.
So that's very first activity. Austin, can you write down somewhere in this column number C at the bottom? Just list the main activities, presentation, participant presentations.
Okay, participant presentations. Yeah, that's good.
15, 20 minutes each. There are 6 in it. So next one, what do we want to do? An overview of reference ontologies in Patio.
I need to just, somehow I have to get out of this screen sharing thing so I can see my document.
You're fine. And then next one, Barry is doing something.
Well, I had that on there and then you moved it to Tuesday morning.
Just say Barry session one. And
well, there isn't 2 sessions.
Just second. Barry session 2, whatever it is. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just going to pull up the agenda that we had been making.
And I will let Barry decide. And then you have you want to do a GitHub training, you want to do a Term Genie training, and you want to do a Protégé training.
Yes, yes, all 3 of those. Yeah, Barry, okay.
And Term Genie.
Yeah, and we were going to do an introduction to like tools and languages. Not sure.
What is that?
Well, sort of, you know, just an introduce them all before we get into like the specific training. It's just an overview of the different languages and tools for building ontologies, like Oboedit, Protégé, OWL.
Okay.
So what are they? What, you know, what tools are available? And then before we kind of delve into the actual.
Yeah. So Austin, that's.
You put that
just after the GitHub. Would that be?
Yes, after GitHub. Yes.
Tools and ontology languages.
Yeah.
Language, and we need a specific session on either day 1 or 2 to do the strategic planning with whoever can come in the morning session, especially if Elizabeth is not coming and Dennis would be outside. So I think we want to do that. Right. Not everybody has to be there, so maybe Austin, Murray, and Lal can work with the curators on the site at that point of time, and the PIs can go and do a separate room to do the strategic planning on that side, or if Barry wants to do that.
I think it would be important that I'm part of the strategic discussion. And at that time Barry was going to work with the curator team. And we have some breakout rooms organized that we can do those kind of things in.
Mm-hmm.
We still don't know if Elizabeth can call in or not. Okay, so the other things. So, and then we talked about having a plenary session with the whole group where we work on discussing the trait ontology in depth. So Austin, for this Barry session too, let's make that a little more specific. Barry, so I think it says up there, Barry, curator-focused ontology training. Yeah. He wanted to do it with them separately from, you know, people that what he said was people who hadn't heard him talk about ontologies before. And one option that we had talked about that we probably should discuss is we talked about recording some of this, so we need to decide which of these sessions we want to record. you know, there was some discussion about making videotape that we could put on YouTube or something.
It's, I don't think we're doing videotape, but obviously whoever is presenting, Zoom is a good option.
Right. That's kind of what I meant by recording it.
Yeah, if Barry's presenting, we'll just open up the Zoom session for him and he can record.
Yeah.
And there whoever is in the room on the main podium can record.
Yeah, and there may be some people who want to take part remotely. I don't know if...
I don't think I'm dealing with the remote people, except for Elizabeth and Dennis.
I just thought maybe John and George might want to take part in some discussions.
If they wanted, but I haven't seen that.
Yeah. Okay. That part right now. So other things that we want to do are we need to have some training on data annotation and hands-on work time with their data and the protégé training.
We've got protégé training here.
Protégé is already there. So it will be.
But we don't really have it. Okay, you have it listed. Yeah. Good. Okay. It probably won't fit in on Monday.
No, means it will be on 2 days.
Right.
First, you introduce your protégé and how it works. And then next 2 days, I would expect them to be working on the protégé to make sure that they have all the terms that they need. Or learn at least to be able to put their terms.
You mean to add terms to the reference ontologies?
Trade ontologies.
Okay. So everybody will be working on trade ontology.
That's the main idea that after they get trained. So these comments are not going into the in the GitHub, okay? Or we might create a dummy trade ontology for them to try it out how it works. And once they get trained, then only when we also feel comfortable, I think then they would be able to add it. So instead of them right away going into protégé and adding, we want them to look around, create the trees and things, and send us some information. Or we need to come up with an idea how we want to do it. But play around with the protégé, add new terms in a dummy trait ontology or an existing template, but add their own terms and see what's the best placement and things like that. Probably these curators may be able to do it, may not be able to do it. I have no idea. Depending on their capabilities, but Term Genie would be another option when they actually use it to adding some very simple terms.
Okay, and just have a question regarding the work that I'm doing. So if they are directly adding the term to threat ontology, I mean, the mappings and everything is not required anymore.
That's a long-term goal. After a while, your things should not be done by hand by them.
Okay, so really...
The idea was initially to create the mappings and make sure that all the terms in your crop ontology has the mappings.
Yeah.
But in the longer term, they should be, instead of you doing that job, they should be doing that job. You see, and so it may or may not be... Just a second.
Yeah.
Okay, can I? Yeah.
And so how do you see my role in the project?
I think he's on the phone.
Ah, he's on the phone, okay.
No, the role is right now is to establish the ontology terms that you have and to have one-to-one mappings from both ends. Because sometimes there are no mappings. So how do we create those terms in the trade ontology? So either Austin does it, LOL does it, or you do it. That's the process right now. But I'm thinking that if those guys are already trained, they should be able to do it for you because they are more accustomed or more exposed to the terminology and the crop they are working with.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Know about that crop. They are more. So they can work with us and do the editing on their own. So make sure that the term exists in their version of crop ontology or whichever you have. And they should be able to edit the crop ontology files. They should also be able to add the corresponding term in the trait ontology instead of us doing it in the law, right? So at some point, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so what about the ID? Will they be using the CO ID or will they be creating a new TO ID to add a new term?
So if the term is going, they're adding a new term in the crop ontology file, they will be using the CO ID, whatever you have. And if they are going to be adding to the trait ontology, they will be using the trait ontology IDs.
Okay.
The IDs stay in the same existing format. They don't have to change. Instead of us doing the edits for them, they should be doing the edits on their own.
Yeah, but we didn't really decide when what to do with, you know, CO term and how they should be contribute to the threat ontology. So it's not clear.
That is the goal of the workshop, to come bring together, discuss it, and how we want to proceed. We cannot frame out everything today.
Yeah.
I know what I want to do, but it may not be the best way of doing it. So we need to think about how we want to do that aspect. So
you know what, let me just interject something here. I think what one session we should have on Monday is we should have a discussion of the workflow between crop ontology and the Plantium. We've been kind of discussing this a little bit on our various calls, and we have a document with, you know, the workflow pattern up there. And since Leo's going to be there, it'd be a good time to open that up. And that would be a good way to kind of sort this out. Like, how are the curators, you know, is the goal to have all the terms that they want to have for the crop ontology in the trait ontology?
Yes.
Or are we gonna have just Barry's idea of what we should do with the trait ontology is have it more like a true reference ontology, and then have the, you know, crop ontology terms, more specific terms, would live in the CO vocabularies. And then Chris has kind of a different take on what we should do with the trait ontology. So this is actually really important to discuss.
So maybe that should be part of the strategic planning.
No, I think when Barry is talking at 1:30 to 2:30, that's the time when we have that discussion.
Okay. Yeah, so I think having a discussion about the workflow and the interaction between the crop ontology and the reference ontologies is really important to do. You know, because right now what's happening in the crop ontology is all these curators, the breeders, are working on Excel. And then that Excel is converted into, right now, an OBO file. So, you know, if we're expecting them to start using GitHub, Protégé, you know, are they gonna be working in the Excel file and then converting it to Protégé?
Yes, that's.
So yeah. These are kind of important things to discuss, I think. And in terms of the Protégé, I mean, are we gonna convert over to working in Protégé for the TO here?
I think these are the detailed questions that we should be addressing there, or a couple of days afterwards. I think we should just have the broader themes that what we are trying to cover here.
Okay, well, I'm just, because you're here and we're here, I'm trying to ask these questions.
I mean, these are the first time we are encountering, and I think we have discussed it for a very long time over and over again, many of these points. And I think once we are face to face, that may happen.
I'm just trying to get an idea of what your idea and your plan in your mind is, Pankaj, and your vision of how this...
My vision is more or less aligned with Chris, is that we should all be annotating only the trait ontology, and we should be able to create a slice of the species specific crop ontology by doing the projections coming from the reference trait ontology. Everybody should be editing only the trait ontology.
Everybody should be editing only the trait ontology?
Yes, the reference one. If you remember one of my diagrams, which I showed it to you a long time ago, is that all the species-specific terms exist either as synonyms or standalone terms in the trait ontology, and then we take a slice of it. It's okay. Cutting a slice of the graph that is specific subset for banana or a subset for mango or a subset for cassava.
Okay, so in that case, this makes sense, yes. And one thing we probably, another session, you know, we were working on listing these sessions that we want to have with the curators and so on. We should have one session where we work on the cross products. So the TO terms, you know, decomposing them into the cross products, because as they're adding terms, those should be added as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That means
and that has to, that will fit in with your mapping, Marie Angelique. Right?
Yeah, and also with Term Genie, because I'm...
Also with Term Genie, yes.
Because Term Genie will be the tool that will be implementing, yeah, the...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Term Genie does it automatically.
Yeah, but you need the template, so at least we can decide the templates.
Yeah, we need to talk about... So, Pankaj, the question, one of the things that came up in the discussion about Term Genie was that Chris said in order for us to use Term Genie, we have to totally blow up the TO and reorganize it to follow PATO. So this is a really important thing we need to kind of make, you know, talk about a little bit.
I'll talk to Chris to see what is he thinking about it.
Okay.
In that sense.
Because that, you know, to me, that it doesn't make a lot of biological sense. What we've been doing in the TO is, at least in the anatomy branch or the morphology branch of the TO, is we've been following the structure of the plant ontology.
Mm-hmm.
So that when you go and look at, you know, leaf morphological traits, you have all the morphological traits of leaves. But his vision is to have all of the height traits together and all of the color traits together, which to me makes very little biological sense. And I think it's going to be very confusing for people.
What he's trying to do is more like a taxonomy style. All the species are under one block, one bin. All the phyla is under one bin. All the genus is under one bin.
No,
Plus, they have their additional, based on the cross product, that particular species would also show up as a child of with a different relationship under a genus too. So all the genuses in one category, all the species, and then you have a subgraph that extends that relationship between the species and the genus.
Well, I'm not talking about genus species, I'm talking about the traits.
It's the same concept of a taxonomy. They have fought for it for a very long time, and they don't do the same for Go as well. It's not like that. Go is not like that either. Go is more biology-centric, and they use Term Genie. They are specific templates for doing certain kinds of terms.
Right.
And so that's how it's going to probably be working out here. I don't think we have to blow it completely.
Yeah, and I mean, the organization of PATO is very non-intuitive to the average biologist, I think.
Yes.
So this is kind of an important question that I was hoping that, mm-hmm. I think it'd be good if we could kind of discuss this a bit before we go to this workshop, before we have this workshop. Because if we have, I don't want to have an argument there between people about how they think the TO should look. So this is kind of important.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about some other things that need to be done there. Let's maybe talk about, we need to ask the curators to bring data sets, right?
Yes.
To talk about the data sets. So what kind of data are we talking about? Like germplasm with traits identified?
I would just say their trait evaluations for germplasms. Hey, Austin, can you write down?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I was taking notes on the other sheet.
Can't you type with both hands, Austin?
I can't. I don't know.
So trait evaluations on germplasm, that's good.
So basically it's germplasm along with its identified traits. So there would be a list of trait descriptors that they have in their germplasm repository. And it's possible, Mary Angelic, that all of those descriptors may or may not be in the crop ontology.
Yeah, but that's what, Yes.
So I have all of these, so on the different crops that are coming, are they all up to trait template version 5?
I would say yes.
Okay.
Okay, and any genetic data that they want to analyze, or evaluations from observations from GWAS or plant breeding populations. And if they are interested in any particular genome for which has been sequenced, then tell us more about that genome, and we will see if we have its functional annotation or not.
Okay.
Laurel, will you send a mail?
Yes, maybe you and I could work together on putting together the email to them, and then I'll send it out to everyone. Mm-hmm. Should get that out like day in the next day or two, so that they have some lead time. We're coming up, a couple of people are traveling fairly soon, so. Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about, so data annotation training. When, who and when and what are we doing with that? So we probably, maybe we just need to put some details down about that. We need to demonstrate everyone the GAF2 format. Yeah.
And trait descriptor to ontology mapping. I think that is where it is required.
Yeah.
They have descriptors in their annotation files.
Right.
We need to have cross-reference to an ontology ID.
Right. And that's part of where the mapping will come in as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we probably need to have, maybe before that, we need to have a session on the mapping first.
I say that annotation part comes in a little bit on the day 3 rather than day 2. Yeah. Day 2, just focus on ontology.
Yeah. And maybe another tutorial here. And so Wednesday morning, what do we have on Wednesday morning? I can't really see the font now. It's gotten small.
No, so I had biodiversity, how it is planning, but I think that is moving. There is a session. We want to hear about more about IBP, what their plans are. Is Leo going to tell us more on day 1 or day 2 or day 3?
About IBP, okay.
Kind of a biodiversity overview, and you know, but we could, this could be combined kind of with the workflow discussion. I mean, that's sort of part of it, of understanding how that part of where the ontologies are being used in IBP. And
you mean in the BMS? So would you like a demo of the BMS, for example, the breeding management system?
Yeah.
So Leo can probably do that. I mean, maybe not on the last version of the tool, but at least the version that you had.
The version that's out right now, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It just need an internet connection.
Yes, and there won't be any problem about that. We have good internet connection most of the time here, unless the power goes out.
Okay.
Yeah. There we go. Okay. So Monday, Tuesday. Okay, good. Thank you, Austin. I was just trying to figure out what day was what here. So on Wednesday, we're going to be over in our own building because the conference facilities on campus are closed. But so that's fine. We have a room we can have kind of a plenary session in.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, over quarterly. And then we have some breakout rooms and stuff. And then in the afternoon on Wednesday, Justin, you're going to meet with Seth. Seth arrives about 1. Let's see.
Okay. I know she played it, spelled it as set on there every time, but.
That's not me.
I just was noticing that.
Thank you, Austin.
I got you.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and I was thinking on Thursday morning, if we can get an update on what Eugene's grad student is working on, some tool.
Oh, okay.
And Justin, Seth, and Chris can work with him as well on that side. And then get some overview, at least, let's say, a half an hour presentation from what's happening with the image annotation guys.
Yeah, so that's Botong, Eugene's grad student. And then the ISO BISC presentation too.
That will give us some idea to overflow, but gives an idea to other folks as well.
Yeah, no, that's a good idea, and they'll need to know when.
But most of the time, I expect that Seth, Justin, and Chris will be working more on setting up the Omega 2.0 to work with, right?
So when are we going to have the Term Genie demo?
Well, sorry, I want to take a step back.
Okay.
One of the things that I want to talk to you with Seth and Chris is about Botong's tool in opening up web service type features in Amigo 2, because we haven't been able to figure out how to get the data out to be able to get the stats that Botong needs to do his stuff. So,
right, and I think he wanted to have access to the database.
Yeah.
So
I know how to do it with the MySQL stuff because I know how to make those queries, but I don't know how to do it with the.
I would say that if you have it in the MySQL version right now, just provide him and then add the Solr one later on.
Okay, that's kind of what we've been doing, but I've also kind of been thinking that if we're not really going to have a full release that's going to be based on the MySQL.
So let everybody know is Mari, what he's trying to do is when you come and when you have on the ontology browser, you should be able to come with your annotations to do a statistical analysis of the ontology enrichment, which terms are enriched in my data sets. So it could be for phenotype, it could be for function, it could be for something else. Right? So people would say, hey, I'm coming from so-and-so population or from so-and-so species and show me which phenotypes or which functional terms are more annotated, things like that. So for that analysis, we're trying to build a tool that does this statistical test on enrichment. So he's trying to enrich that, but in order to get the right confidence, false discovery rate, and p-values, the guy who's working on it is able to generate those data sets, but he can do one-on-one by finding the term matches, exact matches, but sometimes you have to go up into the tree, and if that is the case, then if you're reading the whole ontology tree, then your p-values would change in that sense. So that's what he's trying to have access to the database so that he can find out the relationships all the way up to the root and see the enrichment. Right. So I would say see if we can start with the MySQL version, which is in your 1.8 or 1.3 version, and then slowly migrate it over to at least he would be able to test his method using the MySQL version, and then we can readjust it.
Okay. I mean, we have a practice test set that we've been using that doesn't require either, but it's sort of a limited test set.
That is true, but at least he would be able to see whether he's getting the same confidence level.
Right.
So it's testing the method. That's more important. So if MySQL access is fine.
Okay.
All right. This you asked for Term Genie thing. I would say term genie happens either on day two or day three.
Oops. Sounds good. Because we need Chris for that, of course.
Right.
Yeah.
And so day two, probably day three, they generally go over how the, we learn about the BMS, we learn a little bit about data annotation. And then Lon and I were planning is that the software group can continue working on their stuff. But if curators will be bombarded with so much of things, so if they want, they can take a half day off and go visit the coast or do some other activities.
Okay.
Right? And they can come back on Thursday and Friday to work on some things.
Yeah, sounds good.
And there's also a possibility if people have their own, you know, if they have things they want to work on,
yeah,
we can arrange that as well. Like, you know, if we want to do some,
yeah,
visit the coast.
Right. And then day four, I would just say ontology and annotation exercises continue. And these software guys continue working on the other stuff.
So in the morning, so we're thinking like in the morning, we would have Eugene and Botong invite them to come, or Justin mm-hmm. would just do this?
No, we want them to come. They should get to should get to meet the folks as well.
Yeah.
And when you're doing the ontology and annotation exercises, continuing, Marie-Angelique, I think they should be revisiting your mappings and see which ones are missing and why they are missing, and can then they find out to do or add those terms in the reference ontology or update the mappings in your crop ontology.
Okay.
Great. And the Friday would be, again, I would just say see what the kind of software progress that people have done, get a feedback and open discussion basically on day five. And strategic planning for future and follow-up meetings.
Right.
But at that point, I think we should be taking commitments from everybody's time and effort. Because the whole idea is we train them and ask them for their voluntary time on helping us making a robust trait ontology and crop ontologies. And for that, we need the commitment. It's not like we train and the person just disappears after the meeting. On that pretext, I think what I sent yesterday, an email to Elizabeth. She's in town, Mari?
No, she will be back tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, so maybe I can set up a Skype call or tell her that she can give me a call tomorrow morning, and I can talk to her. What I'm thinking is instead of doing a meeting like this one, which we are trying to do in November, I think many of the folks are not coming. I think it's a good idea to just brief the collaborators where we are and what we are planning to do, and bring them face to face like this kind of a meeting back again in August when we do the ICBO meeting here in Corvallis.
Yeah.
And it can be, the meeting is for 4 days, but we can add additional extra 2 days to make sure that we cover the bases like we are doing it here.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. And we talked about having a workshop on Monday afternoon at PEG.
Yeah, so suggestion is for doing a Monday evening, lunchtime, dinner time.
Late afternoon, yeah.
Okay. Monday evening, I think it's January 11th. Anytime starting 5:30 or 6. It could be a working dinner meeting.
Okay.
And I did send the email details to Elizabeth so she can review it and get back to me. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it looks like Elizabeth had some responses from some of the other CGIAR folks that are interested in taking part that are going to be there. Mm-hmm. Common bean.
Chicken. Yeah. All right.
I think that means, yeah. Yeah. I mean,
so. That's all from me. And I, with all these broad things that Austin has captured in this spreadsheet, I think I can work on.
Yeah, I think this is a good basis.
And then spread out the activities that we want to do.
Yeah.
Okay. Prior to, and I think Justin, you already have a lot of Go data and the PPP and the existing annotations in your Amiga 2.0. I think that should be more than enough to get you ready. Make the Amiga 2.0 version working in the way we want to customize it. All we need to do is add additional data sets, and that can come at any other time, right?
Right.
So if you give me the ortholog thing, then I would be able to get the projections done by George.
Oh, the thing you asked me for yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah, it's running the supercluster analysis now.
Right.
It should be done in about an hour or so, and then I just have to generate the file and get it to you.
Right. Perfect. So can I take a leave now?
Yes.
Okay.
I think we're pretty well covered since the other people didn't show up.
Yeah. I'll just keep listening if you guys.
I think we're about done. We're getting close to the end of the hour. And so I think we've covered the things that were important to discuss today. I had an ontology question to ask Dennis, but since I'll email him about it. Yeah. So, why don't we wrap up there?
Yeah.
Anybody have questions or anything? Mariangela, do you have any questions about details here?
No, that's fine.
Yeah. And if maybe if you have a chance I don't know if you'll talk to Elizabeth, but tomorrow morning, but you could maybe, follow up with her about this plan for PEG. Because she didn't seem to have gotten that. I mean, she didn't respond to the email that Pankaj sent out yesterday.
Yeah, but because she's on leave, I mean.
Yeah, but then she was emailing us with all this other information, so.
Yeah, I don't know.
It looks like she should have gotten it, so. So I think it's a good plan, and that way, too, we don't have to stay a bunch more days. It's kind of complicated to try to organize something at PEG on short notice like this. So, yeah, I think this is a good plan. We'll have a Monday meeting and have Pankaj will be there to talk to everyone. And so, Marie-Angelique, maybe you could look after. Can you go and reserve a room at PEG? I can send you the link.
Okay.
It's a free thing. You just have to sort of fill in this little form for them. But I'd like to make sure we have a room. Let me forward it to you. This is in Pankaj's email. And if we don't end up using that room, we can always let it go. But that way, at least it's there. I'm afraid if Elizabeth doesn't get this in time, there may not be rooms available.
Any room
Well, I think if you, there's a link in this email, and if you go there, then you just have to specify, when you want to have it and so on. And if you have any questions, just let me know.
Okay, Alan.
I just want to make sure that there's a room that we could do this in. Okay. And if we decide we don't want to do it then we'll let it go. But whatever, at least we'll have it. Okay,